Friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program with the Archie Hardy Ministries as we come your way today proclaiming souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? I'm so glad that you're tuned to the broadcast today, and I want to invite you to stay tuned. And in fact, won't you take a moment to go and call a friend and invite them to listen in to Brother Hardy as we prepare now to join him as he ministers a powerful devil-chasing sermon entitled Give No Place to the Devil. You know, the scriptures tell us that Satan is our adversary, and as a roaring lion, he's walking about seeking whom he may devour. But we are to resist him steadfast in the faith and give him no place. Let's join Brother Hardy now and stay tuned for some important announcements at the end of the program.
And in order for Satan to get power back over us, we got to open up the door and let him in. But I'm not going to let him in. I'm going to keep him on the outside where he belongs. I'm going to keep him on the defensive. I'm going to resist him in the name of Jesus and the power and the word of God, and he will flee me. I'm not afraid of the big bad wolf. Nothing that he says bothers me, because I know he doesn't have power over me, but instead God has given me power over him, and I'm going to use that power. But the devil, he tries to trick you, to get you to open the gate and let him in. There's a story that will illustrate this real good in Greek mythology. I don't know how many of you have ever heard about the Trojan horse. Probably everyone. And the story of the Trojan horse is if the enemy came against Troy, the city of Troy, and they tried to break the gate down, knock the walls down, and enter in and conquer that city. But they couldn't do it. You see, because the cities in those days were fortresses. And the walls were so thick of some cities that they could have chariot races, 4 and 5 chariots side by side racing around the city. A type in our modern day is the Wall of China. How wide that is, you can drive cars up and down in it. And those walls were so thick that the enemy couldn't breach or knock them down. The gates were so strong they couldn't break them open. So the enemy made a horse. He used trickery. And that's what the devil tries to do. He knows the word. He believes the word. And he trembles that someone else will believe the word and put it in action. So what he does is try to trick the child of God. Like the enemy of Troy tricked the Trojans. And they made a big horse. And gave it to them as a gift. And the Trojans thought, oh, this is a peace offering. They realized that they've defeated and they can't knock our walls down. And they can't break through our gates. And we're safe and impregnable in this great fortress. And you know what? The child of God is safe in the fortress of the power of God. We got a wall of power all around us. Peter said, we are they that are kept by the power of God. The children of God that have faith in the Lord are kept by his mighty power. And I don't have to try to describe how great his mighty power is when he spoke the worlds into existence, when he put the sun and the moon and the stars in space, when he called Jesus forth out of the grave, his mighty power that he's able to subdue all things unto himself. We're kept by that. But that Greek word is a military word. And it means we are garrisoned. We are garrisoned. You see, in cities, they would have garrisons of soldiers to protect the city. And Jesus has claimed us as his own. and his possession, and he has put a garrison around us, a garrison of his dunamis, of his mighty power, and no enemy can defeat the power of God. It's power of God around us and God in us. Somebody say amen. And who can defeat us? For the Bible said, if God be for you, and if you're a believing, obedient child of God, he is, then who can be against us? And what and who can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus the Lord? And who can defeat us? Nay, in all of the things that the life and the world and the devil and demons throw out of us, we're more than a conqueror through Christ that loves us and has given himself for us. We're more than conquerors. Not more than been delivered, but we're conquerors. That means we take place in the conquest and the defeat of the enemy. And through Christ and his power and faith in his word, we're more than conquerors of the enemy. So the Troy people saw that horse outside left by the enemy. Watched the enemy steal away, but he was tricking them. They opened the gates when they thought it was safe, and they wheeled that big horse in. And it was near nightfall, so they locked the gates up and went to bed being confident that they were safe behind the impregnable walls and gates of their city. But they had let the devil in, because inside of that horse it was hollow. And inside that horse were the enemy soldiers. And while they slept, they come out of that horse and open the gates. And this is the scripture. Let him that thinks he stand take heed lest he fall. Don't receive any gifts from the enemy. We have a saying, don't lift the gift horse in his mouth. And beware of Greeks bearing gift. Beware of the devil and his promises. He's going to promise you everything. How many say amen? But that's a trick to get you to open up the gate, huh, and let him in and give him place. And you know the story after that. When they opened up the gates, the enemy had just went back a little bit and was lying in wait. And when the gates were open, they rushed in and conquered. The inhabitants of that city that were behind an impregnable wall and a gate they couldn't break through. But they opened the door to the enemy and let the enemy in. And God is telling us, though we're kept by the power of God, though greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, that we've got to keep the wall of righteousness up and don't open up the gate and give place to the devil. But that we got to be vigilant and be sober and watch and pray that we don't let the enemy trick us. And a lot of people in this last day are letting the enemy trick them by receiving the gifts of the enemy, by the devil telling them, you can do this, it's no harm. You can do the other, it's no harm. You can have fellowship with this and that. But my Bible said that we ought to come from amongst them and be separate and touch not the unclean thing. How many say amen? But we ought to keep the walls of righteousness up, that we ought to keep the gate secure and locked, that the enemy won't be able to get in, that we give no place to the devil, that we don't let up. You know how you give place to the devil? You let up in your prayer life. You let up in your devotion. And you let up in your church attendance. I'm not going to let the enemy move me out of my prayer closet. I'm not going to let the enemy take me away from feasting on the word of God. For man shall not live by bread alone or only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I'm not going to let the enemy let me get a mind that he said would be in the last days. Forget not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more. As you see that day, and we're in that day, the last day. We're in that day when many are forgetting the assembly of God and the enemy. They're giving place to the devil, and the enemy is getting in and getting them to do the no harm things. But the Bible said the little foxes are the ones that spoils the vine. And when you do not have a regular church attendance, you are disobeying the Lord, and God's power will not be in operation to deliver you. I'm not going to come out of my prayer closet, and I'm going to feast on the word every day, and I'm going to get in God's house that I might worship him and be sustained from his presence. For it is his presence that sustains you. For here is the time of refreshing from the time of the seasons of the presence of the Lord. Give no place to the devil. Resist him when he brings suggestions to break your pattern of victory, when he tries to get you to let up in your prayer life, when he tries to get you to not read the word and study the word of God, when he tries to keep you home out of the service. He's got a trap. He's got a trick for you. He wants you to receive his gift, and you're going to open up the door and let him in, and the enemy's going to come and conquer you. But if you stay behind the power of God, if you stay behind the garrison of the anointing of God and keep your experience up, greater is he that is in you. If he's in you, if you haven't leaked out of the Spirit, how many say amen? But you can leak out of the Spirit. Though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. You must renew the Spirit. And if you renew the Spirit day by day, then he'll be in you. And greater than the trials and the tests of the enemy all around you. I'll give him a good clap offering.
Amen. What a powerful word by God's servant, Brother Hardy. Give no place to the devil. Did you realize that this verse of scripture from Ephesians 4:27 in the Greek text actually says, stop giving place to the devil? Because we as Christians so often open up the door to be defeated by the enemy because we make provision for our flesh to fulfill the lust thereof, or we allow Satan to intimidate us with a spirit of fear, but we are commanded to stop giving place to the devil. And I believe that you have been stirred by this powerful word and that you would like to have a copy of this devil-chasing, head-bruising message. Well, it is available on both CD and cassette. And we want to make that available to you today along with a special bonus offer. When you order Give No Place to the Devil, we will send you the bonus message by Brother Hardy, The Four Battles of a Christian. These are the four battles that every Christian must face and win before he is in a position to face the enemy and defeat him utterly. So why don't you order these special messages by Brother Hardy today? For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the two audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the two CDs. Please request offer number 180S. That's number 180S as in series. To Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Be sure to request offer number 180S. That's number 180S as in series. And send a love gift of $10 if you want the audio cassette, or $15 if you want the CDs. Write us today and be sure to tell us how much the radio ministry is blessing your life, because we want to know that you're being blessed by the Word of God.